Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Newt announced he was running for president, and everybody said, hey. And then his top advisors quit, and then his fundraising, his campaign fundraisers, they all quit. So now Newt is thinking, I don't need this. I'll just put it on my Tiffany's credit card. That's what he said.
Hey.
All right, there's David Letterman having some fun with Newt Gingrich this week. The campaign had another problem, top fundraisers walking out. And so as we focus on the presidential race, as a matter of fact, number one this week on the countdown, we go back to some of the events. Encourage you to call with your thoughts at 800-510-8255. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The connections are easy to find. On the homepage of DougSteffen.com, you see the Listen box. This is a review of the hot hits for the week on the Friday edition, June 24th. We go back through numbers 1 through 10, and let's actually run them down for you right now. The folks at Talkers Magazine put this list together. Major League Baseball and the sale of the Dodgers, number 10 on the countdown. The arrest of fugitive Whitey Bulger, Boston crime magnate, number 9. Religious controversies, NBC's editing of The Pledge, and the atheists protesting, the street being renamed 7 in Heaven Way, number 8. U.S.-Libya policy, number 7. Price of oil, number 6. Number 5 is the economic turmoil in Europe. Number 4, the Walmart class action suit and fallout from the Supreme Court decision. The Fed's economic report, number 3. Number 2, the president's Afghanistan speech. And number 1 is the presidential race on CNN. Kieran Chetry and Carol Costello talked to John Huntsman about this week's launch of his campaign.
In our polling, a lot of people aren't familiar with who you are and don't know a lot about you. What would you say in a nutshell for people about why you're running for president, why you think you'd be the best man for it?
I love this country. I think it's absolutely unacceptable that we're about to pass down the greatest country that ever was to the next generation. Less strong, less able, less compassionate, less competitive, less confident than the United States we got. And I say you can either stand on the sidelines, as most people want to do, or you can get in the arena and expand the debate and do something about it, knowing full well that it's a long marathon, it's going to be tough, and as a family person with 7 kids, it won't always be easy, but you believe in this country and you want to try to do the right thing at the right time.
So one thing you're likely to tackle is Afghanistan. The president is going to withdraw 30,000 troops, but we're still going to have what? 70,000 troops still in Afghanistan. What would you do in that situation? How many troops would you withdraw?
Well, I can't give you an exact number other than to say after 9 years and 50 days, after having put Karzai in power after the elections of 2004, routed the Taliban, disrupted and dismantled al-Qaeda, I think we can do better than 100,000 very expensive boots on the ground. And there should be, I think, a fairly aggressive drawdown over the next year and left behind.
What's fairly aggressive, though? I mean, 30,000, you could argue, is fairly aggressive, according to the generals, right?
I think we can go beyond that. I think what is important is recognizing the asymmetric threat that we face. It will require intelligence gathering on the ground, special forces who are able to respond with precision-like fashion, and probably some training on the ground as well. Now, whether that's 15 or 20,000 or 30,000, I'm talking to a lot of so-called experts these days to see exactly what that right balance is. But we've got, it will be a discussion on proportionality. I mean, is it right to have one out of every 6 Defense Department dollars go into Afghanistan? I'm here to tell you that the future of the United States will not be won or lost in the prairies of Afghanistan.
Look, a lot of Americans want those troops out, like, right now, because they don't want any more money spent in Afghanistan. Not when our own infrastructure is crumbling. Not when we have 14 million people unemployed. So, in your estimation, when should all of those troops be out of Afghanistan once and for all?
Well, I think we'll always have a presence in South Asia as it relates to a very strong counter-terror
effort. But just Afghanistan, when should the troops be gone?
Well, let's just separate the heavy boots on the ground from the counter-terror efforts. I think we'll always have to have a very aggressive counter-terror effort in many places around the world. That is the asymmetric threat that we face, and we need to recognize the threat that we're up against. We're up against a subsidiary now, a series of subsidiaries around the world who are intent on doing us in. And whether they're in Mindanao or whether they're in Karachi, I think we need to be in a position to be able to respond.
800-510-8255. That's where you call if you want to respond. That's John Huntsman talking about Afghanistan. Now let's move to radio host Dave Ross and Luke Burbank talking about a problem that's brewing for Michelle Bachmann.
Michelle Bachmann. She may have a preacher problem herself. She came across, and I think you actually were fairly complimentary of her performance in the Republican debate, right? She came across as not crazy.
Well, I think that she's pretty crazy in terms of her actual standpoint,
mm-hmm.
but I think, or I should say viewpoint maybe, but if I had to choose between her and Palin, I would take her. She at least seems semi-aware of the actual political
Are you
situation.
Aware of her support of this pastor, Bradley Dean?
Yeah, she got glittered over this the other day. A gay activist came up and threw glitter in her face, which was not okay. In our opinion.
Right. Not a nice thing to do. But as I was checking into why she would deserve a glittering, I went down this rabbit hole of stories and connections, and apparently she is a big supporter of Pastor Bradley Dean, and it's not unusual for a Christian pastor to be anti-homosexual. But here's an excerpt from Bradley Dean's radio show, which may cross a line or two. Let's see.
Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals in America, and it shows you that they themselves are upholding the laws that are even in the Bible, but they seem to be more moral than the American Christians do.
You see, Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals, and he is approving of that,
yikes.
Saying that Muslims are carrying out the rules of the Bible better than Bible-believing Christians do. So what is the extent of Michelle Bachmann's endorsement of this Bradley Dean? Is it sort of a casual endorsement? Did somebody, you know, against her will, place her name on some sort of endorsement petition for Bradley Dean? No, in fact, she delivered a prayer that went on for about 5 minutes. I'll play just 9 seconds of it. But this went on for 5 minutes, where she prays for Bradley Dean and the success of his ministry.
Lord, we ask by faith that you would expand this beyond anything the originators of this ministry could begin to think or imagine.
God.
I mean, that is...
echoes of my childhood.
Pretty hardcore. She clearly agrees with what this guy is doing. And I believe what he's part of what he's doing, his campaign is called You Can Run, But You Can't Hide. He believes that gay people are going to hell, and so he is... his ministry is designed to inform them of this in hopes that they will become instantly heterosexual.
You know who else is going to hell under this guy's worldview? 90% of the world's population. Why are conservative Christians obsessed with gay people?
That's a great question. 800-510-8255. Dave Ross, Luke Burbank talking about Michelle Bachmann and her support of a preacher who says Muslims who execute homosexuals are doing the right thing. There's somebody you want to have as president, right? Maybe some of you do. You can discuss it, debate it if you'd like here. It's open. The policy is the door is open. I don't know if everybody's mind is open, but everybody's ability to call here is well underscored. 800-510-8255. From the presidential race to Afghanistan, that's next on this week's Talk Radio Review.
Amdro Gilzant presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and sakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Research reveals that many people share the misguided belief that seeing well translates to good eye health. As a result, many don't take the necessary steps to protect their eyes to keep them healthy. To help educate and improve the eye health of Americans, a new radio program, Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones, by AccuView brand contact lenses, provides timely and relevant information and resources to help families manage their eye health. When it comes to taking care of your eyes, Dr. Robert Rosenthal tells host, health blogger Dr. Val Jones, that there is more to an eye exam than just seeing if you need new glasses or contact lenses.
An eye exam is more than just checking vision. An eye exam is an extension of your medical exam.
Free podcasts can be found in the iTunes store and at blogtalkradio.com/healthyvision. I'm Lynn Thompson. Dr. Jones is a paid consultant for Vistacon. AccuView, Vistacon, and Healthy Vision are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Inc.
800-510-8255. Before we move on to Afghanistan, Benny wants to be heard on Michelle Bachman. All right, you're on the countdown. Benny, go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you, sir?
All right, thanks. And you?
Oh, well, we're making it. It's just another day and another humdrum day to go through.
So your thoughts on Michelle Bachman?
Well, I'm not a Bachman supporter. However, I am a conservative. And as far as her support of this posture goes, all I can tell you is that she is scripturally correct, but far from politically correct.
All right. Makes good sense. Appreciate your thoughts. 800-510-8255. All right. To Afghanistan, Paul W. Smith speaking to Congressman Mike Rogers, concerns about the president's drawdown.
You have said it seems the president is trying to find a political solution with a military component to it when it needs to be the other way around.
Yeah, I have. It's a little bit concerning the way this came out, and I'll tell you why. The fighting season in Afghanistan, and let me back up. The Taliban is trying to reassert control over Afghanistan. It's the Taliban that worked with and gave safe haven to Al-Qaeda, and that's how we got 9/11. They planned it. They had freedom of operation to recruit, to train, to do all the things that they needed to do to conduct the operation on 9/11. It took 3,000 American lives. And a little over a year ago, the president came out and said, they're trying to get back in. I think we need to have more troops on the ground. That's what the commanders are saying. And I supported the president at that time. I said, I do believe that's the right call. We cannot allow them to come back. I mean, these are brutal folks, by the way. When they were in charge, it was against the law for girls to be taught to read. I mean, that's how brutal, and summary executions in the soccer stadium, and pretty brutal bunch. So when he did that, I agreed with it. Well, the final troops of that surge actually got on the ground January of this year. And the Taliban has been announcing that this is their big spring offensive. So they've been attacking our soldiers, trying to reassert their control over certain parts of the country. And the reason we've been able to hold it back, and the goal here is to disable the Taliban and allow Afghans to defend themselves. So when you take down these troops, that means you hold less ground, and it means more pressure on the troops that are left.
All right, number three is the weak economy report. Number four, Walmart. That's up next on the countdown.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we're up to number four this week as we review the stories. The charts for the week of June 20th to 24th. Number four, the Walmart class action lawsuit. Here's radio man Dale Jackson with an overview of why, what he thinks anyway, was the reason the Supreme Court threw out the lawsuit.
It's actually kind of amusing to see how quickly people jump on the discrimination bandwagon. Whether or not it's there or not is a perfect example. At least I see it as a perfect example, this Walmart case. If you follow what the media is saying about this case, you would think that it means that employers can easily now discriminate against employees with no fear of reprisal. Yeah, that's how it's been framed. I saw it in hard newscasts talking about how it would be harder for women to bring lawsuits against corporations because of this ruling. But if you actually look at what the ruling actually says, and this is the interesting part of this, if you look at what the ruling actually says, it says, well, yeah, maybe there was some discrimination here, but adding every female that has worked at a Walmart to the list here is a bit insane because you'd have to prove a company-wide discrimination policy, and there is no proof there. So it's rather amusing to see all these individuals all upset about this that have no idea what the ruling actually says. All they see is that women lost. That's all it is. Women lost in this case. And they only lost an administrative, or not administrative ruling, they already lost, all they lost was a procedural ruling. They didn't lose the case. They didn't tell them, no, you cannot go out and sue Walmart for discrimination. What they said is, 1.6 million of you cannot sue Walmart for discrimination just because you all worked at Walmart. You can't do that. That's not how the system's set up. That's not how it's supposed to be. And it seems a bit, at least insane, that you want to lop all these things into the same category. But again, we sit here and we look at this and we look at people who are just completely insane and want to talk about the idea that all women are being discriminated against everywhere. And the fact of the matter is, at least in this case, that that's just not true. People don't care. Look at the editorials. That's all you got to do is look at the editorial. Go in there. Go pop into Google. All right? Go pop into Google and say, Walmart hurts women. Go pop that into Google, and you're going to come up with stuff that makes zero sense. But it's easy to go out and say, this is an attack on women. This is an affront to women. It is just absolutely insane. And one of the editorials starts off like this. Women are paid on average. Women are paid on average $10,622 less than men annually. And you think that's because they're not qualified, lack ambition, or opt out of the workforce for personal reasons. You don't know many women. I don't think I would drop any of those reasons, but okay. The argument is that this Walmart ruling is a setback for women in some way, shape, or form. And I just don't see it. I just don't see it. How in the world are you going to imply that 1.6 million women across an entire company were discriminated against just because they worked there? That, to me, doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense to you? It's actually kind of an interesting ruling. The way he put it also is a very interesting read on it, so that you understand what the news media does. That's part of the discussion here. The news media takes these things and twists them and turn them around. So it looks like, as he suggested, everybody loses and everybody doesn't lose under the circumstances. Refile it, bring it back in, narrow the scope, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Easy enough to take shots at Walmart and come away a winner. It just, this particular approach didn't work. 800-510-8255. Okay, at number five, the situation in Greece and some of the other European countries as to their finances. Number six this week, the price that you're paying at the pump and what that does to, well, how it reflects, if you will, on what the actual price is per barrel. Is Libya the problem? Is the stock market the problem? Are speculators the problem? Those are the questions being asked. Speaking of Libya, number seven this week is our staying or going and whether or not we should have a declaration of war. That's up next on the countdown.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
If you've never experienced Gel-In with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because Gel-In does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you Gel-In?
I'm glad I have feet.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To sort of bring ourselves up to date here, Doug Steffen on the countdown, the charts for this week ending the 24th presidential election, candidates, etc., number one, the drawdown in Afghanistan, number two, economic report, number three, Walmart's class action lawsuit, number four, the situation with the European financials, number five, oil prices, number six, and now we're at number seven, the focus on Libya after weeks of denying that there were ongoing talks with Gaddafi. The rebel leaders in Libya finally have admitted there have been some back-channel communications aimed specifically at getting Gaddafi out. Under the terms set forth by the rebels, Gaddafi and his family would never be able to be involved in government, but there's some wiggle room that could allow him to remain, to stay, to live in Libya. Those are the terms that NATO has been looking at. Talks have been held in France and South Africa, and the people involved have all done it through the normal channels, that is, through the president of France, the president of South Africa. For nearly a month, Gaddafi officials have been telling reporters that they are involved in these behind-the-scenes talks, but the rebels have been denying it. So, where does that leave us? Lots of bombing, lots of expenses. The real controversy here is about whether or not we ought to be involved and whether or not war needs to be declared. Over at Fox, Bill Hemmer talked to analyst K.T. McFarland about the growing number of people here in our country who want us to stop getting involved in Libya and lots of other foreign military problems.
72% too involved. Too many foreign conflicts.
Well, in too many foreign conflicts, we're not prevailing in. I think that that's the other point. If we were doing better in Libya, Afghanistan, Yemen, the others, and Pakistan, you know, I think it would probably be a different assessment.
So you think it's a measure of performance?
It's two things. I mean, when I was in the Reagan administration, Reagan really knew how to set priorities. He had one priority, which was to take down the Soviet Union. What are our priorities today? Gaddafi, it's not on the same level. Afghanistan, Pakistan, what are our vital interests in the world today? Free flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz, and making sure that Iran doesn't expand into that region and challenge that, I think, in Israel, and then the rise of China. None of these engagements militarily that we have seem to affect that. And I worry about priorities.
Yeah, your point on Libya is well taken. I think a lot of people would agree with you. Here's another question in that poll. Are U.S. troops in Afghanistan making the United States safer?
37% say no impact. 17% think it's making us less safe. They're not convinced.
And I think they've got a lot of common sense. You know, don't underestimate the ability of the American people to sort of see through and get to the point. The point is, in Afghanistan, okay, we got bin Laden. We don't need to stick around there and nation build. What's happening in Pakistan? They've shown that it's a fake war. You know, they've been pretending to help us get bin Laden. We've been pretending to believe them. We now know that they've had bin Laden in a safe house all along. We need to apply some pressure to Pakistan to say either help us or get out.
Yeah, you know, John Huntsman's going to declare his White House bid.
Right.
He's the former Republican governor out of Utah. And he was talking over the weekend at great length about how spending money in places like Afghanistan needs to be reexamined.
Yeah.
This is a Republican, not a Democrat.
Well, but remember, what is his? He's just been in China. He's just seen the rise of China. If you look at every great empire in the world, go back to Rome, Athens, Portugal, Spain, Britain, every one of these countries, especially the Soviet Union, they were defeated not because they were defeated on the battlefield. They were defeated because their economies collapsed and they couldn't afford it. How did Reagan take down the Soviet Union? He didn't fight them on the battlefield. He fought them economically and strengthened America's defenses, and he wasn't distracted by a land war in the Middle East.
That's an excellent point when it comes to our debt and our deficit and whether or not our unemployment number goes down, whether or not we can strengthen what we have here at home. That's an excellent point.
Otherwise, it's collateral damage.
Yeah, Secretary Gates was on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. I don't know if you saw it or not. It was an excellent give and take and exchange, and he freely and openly admitted that it's been 10, 11 long years.
Yeah.
And people get tired. But no one has sacrificed more than our men and women in uniform.
Well, I think that's the worry I have, that if we come out of this era with inconclusive victories or inconclusive results in these five wars that we're fighting, do we then forget about the American military? We cannot do what we did after Vietnam.
Yeah, well, we are doing it. The disrespect paid to the men and women in uniform who have problems mentally and physically is an outrage. Another subject for another day, perhaps. 800-510-8255. Our policy in Libya is the discussion point. CBS's Chris Raggi and Nancy Cordes talked about the Republicans' resolution to try to end our involvement in Libya.
So I understand that they had prepared a resolution to vote on, but didn't think it went far enough.
That's right. Republican leaders had crafted a resolution that would have called on the president to withdraw all U.S. forces from hostile operations in Libya. But when they presented that to the rest of the Republican caucus, they got a ton of pushback from members who said, we don't think that this goes far enough, and we think that we should cut off funding to the entire operation altogether.
So what happens now?
Now they're crafting legislation that would cut off funding for all hostile operations, things like troops on the ground, manned bombing strikes, even Predator strikes. They would allow support missions, things like aerial refueling, so we didn't leave our NATO allies completely in the lurch. Now, they know that this legislation, which they could vote on as early as tomorrow, probably won't go anywhere in the democratically controlled Senate, but they feel that they need to send this message anyway.
What is it about this mission in Libya that has House Republicans so angered? I mean, is it strictly a cost thing?
Well, that's part of it. They say that it's costing a lot of money, money that we don't have, and that they don't understand what the overriding national interest is in Libya. Mostly what they're frustrated with, Chris, is that the president himself hasn't come down here to Capitol Hill to explain what the national interest is, and that they weren't consulted before this mission began. As you know, members of Congress don't like it very much when they're not consulted by the White House, and this is the Republicans' way of showing their displeasure with that.
All right, so Libya number 7, number 8, the pledge, the 7 in heaven, the, overview here is of God, or we have religion in the news. Maybe that's the best way to encapsulate this. We'll get to it in just a moment here on the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly is the auto parts store you can depend on. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
800-510-8255 always keeps you in touch with the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. We're undergoing the overview of all 10 of them. At the moment, we're at number 8. Talk host named Mike Francesca has an argument with a caller on his program about NBC's editing of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Now, you think this was a company conspiracy? How many people do you think approved that feature before it goes on the air?
The point of fact is, Mike.
Did you see it? First of all, did you see it?
Yes, I was happy to be watching.
Okay, now you were watching. Yes. Do you know what you were watching?
Yes.
You were not watching a live telecast. You were watching a feature.
Which makes it even more.
Oh, okay.
Conscious decision to take those specific three words out.
So you think they had a meeting? You think they had a meeting at a live event? They're doing a U.S. Open, and you think they got together in the trailer that morning and had a meeting about taking these words out?
The whole point is it's so a matter of fact, and if you call yourself politically savvy, you would understand that.
You are such a fool if you think that there was some conspiracy to take those words out of. Well, wait a second. Who made the decision?
We would like to know. Someone made it.
Wait a second. Did the network stand by it or apologize?
But the whole point is you're saying it's a mistake. That is a mistake. It's intentional. Those three words taken out were intentional, not a mistake.
They were a bad decision by someone who probably has zero authority in the company, who was assigned to do a feature. Okay.
Myself, it was a decision. Then why was that decision made to take those three words out?
Because somebody made a decision that was a poor one. The company admitted it was a poor decision. What else did you want the company to do?
It wasn't a mistake. You can't have a mistake in an essential decision.
Wait a second. It's one person's. It is one person's decision. What do you think? 100 people saw that? Do you think 100 people produced that feature?
It doesn't matter, Mike. The point is...
It does matter. It does. What do you think they had? What do you think they had a board meeting before they had it done?
That's irrelevant whether it is.
No, it isn't. It isn't irrelevant.
The employee of that company who produced that segment took those words out.
So, but that person might be 20. That person might be 22 years old. They might be in TV for 3 weeks. Who made that decision?
But it's not a mistake. It was intentional.
But you are putting an entire company's weight behind somebody's decision during a feature. Somebody who has no consequence and no power inside that company made a bad decision. And that's the end of it. The company didn't stand behind, but they didn't stand behind it. But nobody else noticed it until it got on the air. They wished it never got on the air, but nobody noticed it. What I'm telling you is because some person who was doing a feature, they didn't even have to put the pleasure leaders in that feature. Yes, they made a poor decision, but the company didn't stand behind the decision. They said it was a poor decision. What else do you want the company to do? And if you want to say, well, NBC was sloppy, that got on the air and no one checked it, you're right. But a lot of times when you're doing a live broadcast that is televised over many, many hours and it's been going on for 4 days, there is something that can get on the air that shouldn't have got on the air. And that person is probably going to get fired. Or if they're really good at what they do, they're going to get severely reprimanded. I don't know who did it. But the idea that you think you're throwing the whole weight of NBC behind that decision is silly. It's just silly.
Welcome to New York Radio. Not a great recording of the program, but the discussion was pretty good. I actually, when looking at or listening to that, I think I agree with pretty much all of what Mike Francesca said. Not necessarily the way he said it, but again, as I said, welcome to New York Talk Radio. 800-510-8255, the Pledge of Allegiance and the Seven in Heaven Way discussion. The controversy continues with an excerpt from Steve Gill's program. Here he talks about the renaming of this street in Brooklyn.
Atheists are angry over a Seven in Heaven street sign that honors fallen 9/11 firefighters. Now, it's in Red Hook, Brooklyn. The street's been renamed earlier this month to commemorate fallen 9/11 firefighters. The street is now called Seven in Heaven Way. And it references seven firefighters who lost their lives as part of the 9/11 catastrophe. Now, the seven firemen, Joseph Gullickson, Brian Canizziaro, Salvatore Calabro, Thomas Kennedy, Patrick Byrne, Joseph Maffeo, and Terrence McShane, were among the first firefighters called to the towers, and they made it there before the second airplane hit. They were killed. Now, according to some atheists, the street's reference to heaven is completely unacceptable and inappropriate. David Silverman of American Atheists says it's improper for the city to endorse the view that heaven exists, and it links Christianity and heroism. So the atheists are upset. Seven in Heaven Way bothering the atheist. So they're upset over a place they don't believe exists because it makes reference to these seven who may be in heaven. Is that what they want? The seven who may be in heaven? Would that be, if they just watered it down in a politically correct way, would that satisfy the atheist? Any other street names that might be more acceptable to the atheist? There's a gay street in Knoxville, Tennessee, where I grew up. Gay street. Now, it didn't intend to have the connotations. It's not like, well, every street in San Francisco, but there is a gay street there. Does that offend Christians? Should Christians try to ban gay street in Knoxville or any other street names that might not reflect their views of morality? Would that not seem ludicrous? Just like this? You know, atheists like this do a discredit to atheists everywhere. Because not all atheists are complete blithering idiots. They're just going to hell.
Yeah. Okay. Ludicrous maybe is the right word. David in Eugene, or sorry, Daniel, go ahead. You're on the countdown.
Hi, Doug. How you doing?
All right, sir. What do you think?
I think that the atheists and the Christians should shut the hell up when it comes to the Pledge of Allegiance and the Seventh Heaven Street. We have bigger problems. I cannot believe that this is still in the top 10 of talk radio.
Yeah.
This is just so minute. It's just nothing.
Well, but a lot of times we get involved in nothing in minutia. People grab a hold of it because they're frustrated or they're angry or they can't deal with some of the other more important issues. So this is something they can identify with. It does seem kind of silly when you get right down to it, but it is. According to the research of Talkers Magazine, the number 8 issue. Number 9, Whitey Bulger being nabbed. That's up next on the countdown.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Pretty interesting things going on here in the world of conversation radio. For those of you who don't know the story of Whitey Bulger, he has long been on the most wanted list. He's a mobster from Boston, and a pretty interesting family because his brother was involved politically for many years. He was the president of the Massachusetts Senate. He ran the UMass organization out of UMass Boston. And so the fact that his brother was as involved as he was in politics and as visible as he was, and then this business about him being tied to the FBI and the gangsters everywhere. I guess the FBI received a tip. His girlfriend's name is Catherine Grieg. They were in Santa Monica on Wednesday evening. Now, they've been chasing this guy for 16 years, been on the top 10 most wanted list. He has been responsible, apparently, for the death of dozens of people. A tough, bad guy. And he just apparently moved from place to place. And his case has been something that people have talked about a long time. Books written about this in Boston. And I don't know that a lot of people around the country knew who this guy was. Here are local Boston hosts Tom Finneran and Todd Feinberg talking to Nancy Plummer, whose father was killed by Bulger.
It is one of the most fascinating and frightening and horrific stories of all. And there is an evil dimension to this that while we may have been entertained would be the wrong word, but fascinated about the Bulger story, the Whitey Bulger story. There are families, individuals and families that have been absolutely ruined and devastated, and we're fortunate to be joined by Nancy Plummer. She's the daughter of Al Plummer. Al Plummer was one of those folks who was allegedly murdered by Whitey Bulger. So we welcome Nancy Plummer to the Tom and Todd Show. Thanks for joining us, Nancy.
No problem. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Refresh our memory. Our audience is generally aware of the Whitey Bulger saga, but the details tend to fade, and that's one of the things, I think, one of the tragedies that you grapple with every day. Tell us a little bit about your father's situation and what the dynamics were of his relationship with Whitey Bulger.
Well, what I know, I was 14 when he passed away, so that was 38 years ago.
Yep.
But from what I know, he had been working as a longshoreman in Castle Island in Boston.
Yep.
And he was laid off for like 2 years, but, you know, being young, we actually, my mother even, she was a housewife, we had six kids. We actually really kind of didn't know what he was doing. But that other man, Alan Jelly, which from what I understand that they were looking for, something about loan sharking.
Yeah.
And I know that my father was driving the car that day when he got murdered. I'm like, I don't exactly know all the details, but I just know that the fact that why I called today was I just know that I was kind of in shock that he was still alive, you know, and that they didn't find him.
Why were you surprised that Whitey was still alive?
I just thought if, you know, they couldn't find him, and I mean, they could find other people, even with the Bin Laden, and they could find other people. Why couldn't they find him? I kind of thought maybe they really didn't want to for some reason.
Well, that's certainly been a part
There's
of
been
it.
Been a lot of speculation
with,
on that.
With certain people in certain periods of time, you can certainly think that would be the case. But we have moved on now. You've got a new generation of FBI agents who can make their name with this.
No
kind
question
of
about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So how does it change your perspective on things, knowing that the guy who may have killed your father is in custody?
Of course, you always want to see revenge. It may be an awful thought, but, yeah, I'd like to see some revenge. But it's also maybe put some more closure on how we all feel.
Whitey Bulger arrested. The announcement was made on Twitter. The FBI says they used Facebook to follow him. This has been going on for 16 years. This guy is notorious, especially in Boston and New England. There could be a new scandal for the FBI in Boston anyway, because the old guys are there. The new guys in Washington, they may have outflanked these guys. He's going to face charges, federal charges and state charges in Massachusetts. The leader of the violent Winter Hill Gang is what they were called, charged in connection with at least 19 murders. He had lived apparently in Santa Monica for 15 years. I'm just finding it extraordinarily amusing, the whole thing pretty amusing. All right, so anyway, that's the number 9 thing, number 10, Major League Baseball. To recap the top 10 people on the list this week, Whitey Bulger comes in at number 10, John Boehner, number 9, Nancy Pelosi, number 8 spot, Ben Bernanke, number 7, Sarah Palin, 6, Newt Gingrich, number 5, Herman Cain, number 4, Mitt Romney, 3, John Huntsman, 2, and President Barack Obama at number 1. Those are the people and the stories that have made it this week in the world of issue-oriented news talk radio. As we do, we count down this information for you every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a production of Stefan Multimedia, 59 past the hour.